It's Ian Ryan hosting another Big Hitter show, but it's one we do with a slightly heavy heart, to be honest, as we talk about Ray Clements. And joining me over Zoom, I've got Tony Evans, Damien Kavanagh, and Rob Gutman to share their thoughts and memories of Liverpool's greatest ever goalkeeper. In part two, you'll hear me in conversation with Phil Thompson, a chat that was recorded a number of weeks ago. But Rob, I'll come to you first. This is a show we've had in the pipeline for a while now, but it's a different conversation to the one we maybe imagined. But it's still a discussion that we wanted to have to celebrate the life and career of one of Shankly's finest, an absolute great. And when we talk about a great in Ray Clements, we're not just talking domestically or Liverpool-centric. We're talking about a European great, a world great.
Yeah, I mean, anyone who wants to argue that we've had a better keeper than Ray Clements can leave quietly. You know, he was unbelievable. I mean, he's the younger part of my Liverpool supporting career, but I did get to see him play on many occasions before I became a man. and he was phenomenal. He was, I wouldn't say he was unlucky, but he was. He came into my consciousness and the football's world's consciousness in a time when England as a nation was incredibly blessed for goalkeepers. I suppose I thought it would always be that way, and it isn't, because now we have Jordan Pickford and people like him. But Clement and Peter Shilton were just two forces of nature who have I'm not saying the misfortune, but they had to actually battle for the bloody England shirt, which seems in today's context an indignity for a man and a goalkeeper that good. But they were both phenomenal goalkeepers. I'm not going to qualify by saying I was biased, but Clements was far better than Shilton for me, far more tactically astute. Shilton was a great shot stopper, but Clements had far more going for his game. He was truly a product of Shankly's philosophy of how a goalkeeper should behave. He was the modern template of a goalkeeper, I think. Without Clements, there's no Neuers and Alissons and beyond for me. I don't know where to begin and end other than to say we've never had a better goalkeeper, and I don't think we ever will.